Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, where it speaks about how Jesus became poor. Here's our verse for the day, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, where we read, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich." This single verse is a powerful explanation of who Jesus is and what he did for his people. This verse presents the riches of Jesus, the poverty of Jesus, the manner of his poverty, the reason for his poverty, and the result of his poverty. First, we learn that Jesus was rich. Before Jesus added humanity to his deity and walked this earth, Jesus was rich beyond measure. Jesus, as the eternal second person of the Trinity, as God the Son, living in the riches and splendor of heaven, was surrounded constantly by the power, the glory, and the majesty of God. These things make any amount of wealth on earth seem poor by comparison. Oh, he was rich. Jesus was rich in possessions, in honor, in power, in love, and in happiness. Secondly, our verse tells us that Jesus became poor. Look at the whole nativity scene that we think of at Christmas. The newborn king was not laid in a cradle of gold, but in a feeding trough set in a humble stable, wrapped in the swaddling bands of poor children. His whole life was lived humbly. At a very young age, he was banished from his own country. He was raised as the son of a humble carpenter. Jesus had no fancy clothes, no home of his own, and he often relied on others for food. He never even owned his own grave. Third, notice the manner of his poverty. Paul wrote, "He became poor." It does not say that Jesus was made poor by others. He volunteered to become poor himself. Every moment of his life on this earth, Jesus made the conscious choice to live as a relatively poor man. Fourth, notice the reason for his poverty. "Yet for your sakes he became poor." There was a real reason why Jesus did this. And it was not for his own sake. It was for your sakes, the sake of his people, that he became poor. Next, look at the result of his poverty. Paul wrote, "that you through his poverty might become rich." Because of Jesus' poverty in all that related to it, his people can become rich. Believers have a share in Jesus' eternal, heavenly wealth because he came and had a share in their poverty. So as Jesus was rich in possessions, so are believers, especially in the riches of contentment. As Jesus was rich in honor, so his people have the honor of being sons and daughters of God. As Jesus was rich in power, so Christians can come as sons and daughters to the God of all power. As Jesus was rich in love, so believers have the love of God poured out into their hearts. And as Jesus was rich in happiness, so are his people with the peace that passes all understanding. Finally, think about this. Jesus isn't poor any longer. He's ascended to heaven and received all, if you want to say, the riches of heaven again. And if this is what Jesus did for his people when he was poor, how much more do you think he'll do for them with his heavenly wealth? Friends, we have a beautiful, powerful Savior who became poor so that we can have the riches of God in him.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.